Yeah, the 7205. Yeah, I'm up at Swan Island, the last stop here at Anchorage Channel. Yeah, I've got a sleeper on the bus. He's a chronic sleeper. He rides end-to-end every morning on various 72s. I've requested him to exit the bus, and he's not responding at all.
Okay, and this is something he's being, I know you're not a medical professional, but it is something that he doesn't seem to need medical for. He is breathing, just choosing to ignore you or sleep.
That's correct. Yeah, at the town center, I've had probably supervisors show up at least a half dozen times to get him off the bus, and yeah, it's just a constant problem. Has no respect for other people's time. I had a little heated argument with him today. He sat in the priority seating area, and he sprawled out, and you know, people are still overheat and so forth. So the same thing happened today, and I tried to board a guy in a water, and he kind of just barely moved his feet out of the way so they could board. But yeah, it's a problem.
I copy. I completely understand the frustrations. Unfortunately, unless it's layover like Clackamas or Gateway where there's actual vines, you know, drop off and passengers are supposed to deboard before crossing tracks or going into the parking garage, there technically isn't a rule against sleeping on the bus. So, one thing I would recommend doing is filling an RSA. I know people don't think things come from that, but it does, and they can, you fill it out for something like this, and they can eventually, you know, get someone to, I don't know, fare inspectors or the customer safety supervisors, whoever involved in it, and see if they can make a person. Other thing is I will let the area supervisor know, see where they're at and see if they can meet you en route. And they're not going to be able to make it to the island before you're due to depart. So if you need to take your belongings with you and use the facilities or break, and then if they're still on board, then expect to have a supervisor meet and talk with the person and see what we can do, okay?
Will do. Yeah, unfortunately, there's no place to go up here anyway, so that's... I will do the RSA thing and give that a try, but yeah, this is beyond frustration at this point, and I don't know if he's just yanking my chain or what, but just really unnerving at this point.
I definitely get it. I had situations like the Rise 2 when I was an operator, and it was frustrating, especially when you have 80 passengers trying to board or whatnot, and they're just taking up the space when, you know, someone else may need it more. So I understand the frustration. Please know you're heard, and we'll get a supervisor to you as soon as we can, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Be safe at 814.